church since 2014. For so long, I have been struggling with little things in my life, and I finally felt comfort and loved here. I not only find a group of great friends, but also the peace I have been looking for. Now I need to move again, and actually Jonathan asked me if I want a farewell party, and I said, definitely no. Because I don't think I can ever take the weight of missing Life Creek and all of you guys. I received great love and support and help here, and I truly love you all. So for those of you who don't know my path to Christ, actually my story doesn't start with a church like most American families. I even don't know what is a church until I started learning English when I was in middle school. From the beginning, it's curiosity to later disagree, and then later agree, my life started changing. I came to U.S. for my PhD 6 years ago. There's no need to mention the complex identity forms for an immigrant, also the crazy U.S. tax forms. At the beginning, I even don't know how to ride a bus because it's so different. And quickly, the loneliness and fear swallowed me. After a semester, a New Year's celebration party brought me to the Chinese Christian Church of Milwaukee, and that's the first time, after so long, there were people actually listened to me, listened to my complaints, and comforted me with heartfelt care. That was all I needed at that time, and it was like the rain in a drought spring, so I felt I was welcomed in the community. Meeting Jonathan actually is a changing point for me. He's the first American-born Chinese I met, and he also introduced me to a lot of new American culture to me based on the understanding of Chinese culture. So more importantly, he brought me to Life Creek. Here, I started listening to the preaching of Gospels. I still remember my very first touching story that Pastor Jeff was preaching out, Ruth's story. And later, I really enjoyed the preaching on the Pastor Paul's addressing to his followers. Slowly, I started rethinking about the line in the Bible, the wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. That's the time I started to realize I was a fool by rejecting God's words. I didn't realize the importance of Christ in my life, but I struggled with my sins in my heart. The pure love I felt released me from the anxiety I struggled with. I really appreciate the small group and all the church members by helping me. The small groups and the discussion with the friends helped me understand the passage in the passage by passage in the Bible. I started to realize that's the missing piece in my life. I appreciate the support and the help from our church members, especially our small group. And I had a lot of joy and I enjoyed a lot of your support. And I also learned a lot from all of you guys. I haven't baptized yet, actually. That's a sad fact. And that is something I'm asking for everyone's prayer for all the uncertainties and obstacles in my life and in myself. Although I'm going to move away, but I hope you guys will always remember I left a prayer with you guys. So I always think life is full of changes. So I do believe sometime, someday, we will meet again at somewhere. And sincerely, I'm really thankful for a great life for past these years I had in Life Creek. I truly love you all. Thank you.